It's not just about this kind of functional rationale, but about the fact that a station like this has a lot of purposes and has a lot of different lives through its day. And it's not just about the people who are rushing to and fro to get somewhere, but actually that things can happen here that attract people here for reasons having nothing to do with commuting. The key thing is, how do the public and private imperatives overlap? There's a public imperative, which is you should have a great gateway into the city. And rail is one of the most sustainable forms of transportation we have. And so to encourage people to use rail, how do you make it a great experience? There's a private imperative, you know, to make money. And in the real estate world, that happens in a number of different ways. But access is critical to giving real estate value. And so when you look at the retail in Grand Central, when you look at all the development around it, you realize that the public imperative really helps fuel the private imperative, and the two reinforce each other, right? And so I think, you know, in the world we live in, given everything that's happening in terms of the demand on the public purse, we're not going to be able to pay for everything just through some, you know, federal handout. There clearly needs to be significant federal contribution to our infrastructure, but there are ways, if you get the private stuff right, that it can really help pay for maintenance, it can really help pay for capital expenses. I mean, this food court down here is tremendously successful. And then from a design perspective, I think what's really important for a project like Moynihan in terms of lessons is understanding the way the spaces are layered. I guess this is the largest train station in the world in terms of number of platforms. Now, Long Island Railroad, through a project called East Side Access, is going to build 8 tracks that come in from Long Island, because they've done a lot of studies and, again, found out that a lot of the people who come in from Long Island and Long Island Railroad into Penn Station are then getting on a subway and moving up to this part of town. So it makes a lot more sense for them and for the subway system to bring those folks directly here. And so they're going to bring all that below what's already the lower level of tracks, which is pretty extraordinary if you think about it, to think about 3 levels of tracks coming into this station. And so that kind of layering of space, layering of the train program, then gets reinforced by the number of layers of public program there are in the terminal. You know, we're down in the lower level that accesses tracks. There's the upper level that's the main hall. There's Vanderbilt Hall. And then you can go up further, and there's things like the Campbell Apartment, which is just a great bar. I've always loved train stations because, you know, you think about all the other forms of transportation we have, and they're largely isolating, right? Train stations somehow still have this openness about them, the fingers we were talking about moving out into the city, the way in which anyone can walk in here and do all sorts of things. It always says to me that these things as hubs then speak to the nature of the city that's around them. And I think one of the nice things about Moynihan is it does give you the ability to think about what happens around Penn Station, not just what happens with the station itself. I don't think the area around Penn Station today is anyone's favorite. It's the poor step cousin of Midtown, and it's clearly where the city can grow and become competitive. The other thing is, I think what's happening more and more is if you look at the development around 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, for instance, or the area around South Station in Boston, is that you can really picture a world where people could move up and down the Northeast Corridor and come out of these various train stations, do their business, meet in hotels, and just go from hub to hub, downtown to downtown, without going to an airport, getting in a cab, having to wait in all these long lines. You could start to picture a corridor where a lot of density concentrates around each of these stations along the entire corridor. I actually don't see a large level of recognition at a national or federal level about the importance of that kind of hub system. You know, I think right now the real quest is somewhat